Richard Wagamese, an Ojibwe from northwestern Ontario, was known for his writings and his storytelling. In his book of meditations entitled Embers, he wrote, "When my energy is low, meaning I don't feel at my best in terms of creativity, inspiration, attunement, or rest, I let Creator have my flow and ask only to be a channel. My deepest audience connection has always happened when I do this. So on my way to a podium, I say to myself, okay, Creator, you and me, one more time. When I surrender the delivery, along with the outcome, the anxiety, and the expectation, everything becomes miraculous. It's a recipe for life, really." Etty Healesum's journals were collected in a book entitled An Interrupted Life. These poignant writings by a young Dutch Jewish woman were extinguished when she died in Auschwitz in 1943. Despite her own suffering and the suffering around her, she believed in the beauty of life. She refused to give in to hatred or bitterness, and she continued to hold on to her faith in God. She wrote, "If I have one duty in these times, it is to bear witness. We must be willing to act as a balm for all wounds." Both Healesum and Wagamese endured painful and wrongful sufferings in their lives, yet each in their own way used their gifts as a channel of healing. Words of a prayer attributed to St. Francis of Assisi are familiar to us. "Make me an instrument or a channel of your peace." We long in our own way to bring hope, joy, and peace to others, particularly in these troubled times. We end this meditation with Sebastian Temple's rendition of this prayer. After converting to Catholicism, Temple enjoyed composing music for worship. We now hear his best-known work, The Prayer of St. Francis, as broadcast on BBC's Songs of Praise on September 5th, 2009.
Love with all.